我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse one. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
这个地方讲耶西这个本要发一条枝子。
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse.
那这个枝子要结果子。
And then it will bear fruit.
这个到底在讲什么？
And what does this actually mean?
就是讲主耶稣了。
And this is referring to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是大卫的后代。
And Jesus is the descendant of David.
所以他的家谱一直推上去就是到大卫。
So if you look into his genealogy, it links to David.
所以必大卫子孙一定要有人坐在王位上。
So the descendant of David must always be on the throne.
其实到最后就是指着属灵的王位。
And ultimately, this leads to the spiritual throne.
就是主耶稣。
Which is Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣这个枝子必结果子。
And this branch shall grow, shall bear fruit.
那这个果子就是他三年多宣道的生活所产生的结果。
And this fruit is the fruit of his 3 years of labor.
那今天我们每一个人也像一个果树的枝子。
All of us are just like the branches.
我们需要结果子。
We also need to bear fruit.
跟主耶稣一样。
We need to bear fruit like Jesus.
那主耶稣能这个枝子能够结果子也不简单
And it's not easy for him to bear fruit.
因为在以赛亚书里面说有根出于干地。
Because in the book of Isaiah, it speaks of roots coming out of dry ground.
我们如果从加州飞到 New Jersey, 发现非常不同。
If you fly from LA to New Jersey, you'll find that there's a great difference.
加州的山都好像秃头。
All of the mountains in California are bald.
因为没有水。
Because there's no water.
所以这个枝子也长不好。
So all of the vegetation can't grow.
那这里的土地因为水分很充足，所以树木长得很好。
But the trees here grow very well because we have enough water.
那一个出于干地的枝子能够结果子，这是神迹。
So for a root to bear fruit out of dry ground is a miracle.
所以圣经里面讲主耶稣没有家型美容。
So in the Bible it says that Jesus had no background or appearance to speak of.
主耶稣没有家世背景。
He didn't have a nice family background.
他什么都没有。
He had nothing.
他没有放枕头的地方。
He didn't even have a place to place his pillow.
所以他是匠人所丢弃的一块石头。
So he is the cornerstone that was rejected by the builders.
那个匠人就是当时的宗教的带领领袖他们。
And the
文士法利赛人。
The builders refer to the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes.
就把他丢掉了。
They cast him away.
但是他成为房角的头块石头。
But he became the cornerstone.
这个神的殿，属灵的殿，就是由他建立起来。
And the spiritual temple is built on him.
所以这个出于干地的枝子会结果子，这是神迹。
So for this root to bear fruit is a miracle.
什么条件都没有的人。
Somebody who has no background.
怎么能够影响这么大？
No qualifications. How can he have such a great influence?
那第二节就是原因的。
So verse 2 is the reason.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
第三节。
3. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears.
这里说神的灵必住在他身上。
The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
这个神的灵今天就是我们所得的圣灵。
So this spirit is the Holy Spirit that we receive today.
所以我们得的灵跟主耶稣身上的灵是一样的。
So the spirit that is in us is the same spirit that abided in Jesus Christ.
那圣经又说是耶稣的灵。
And the Bible also says the spirit is the spirit of Christ.
因此这个灵在主耶稣身上能够让他结果子。
So this spirit is upon him and allows him to bear fruit.
那今天我们得到这个灵，这个灵也可以在我们身上做工结果子。
And likewise, this Spirit allows us to bear fruit.
也就是说，让我们生活中能够为神做一些事情，而且有一些结果。
In other words, He allows us to do works for God, and these works will be fruitful.
好，那下面就提到几个描写这个圣灵，今天就是我们得到的灵。
And then it describes what the Spirit is like, which is the Spirit that we have received.
那我们越了解越发现，得圣灵是一个福气。
And we realize more and more that receiving the Holy Spirit is a blessing.
因为他给我们的造就不是你在世界上找得到。
Because the blessings and the things that you can receive from the Spirit is not anything you can find in this world.
那第一个就是他是让人有智慧有聪明的灵。
It is a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
这个智慧就是比较偏重于判断力。
This wisdom and understanding refers to discernment or judgment.
那聪明 understanding 就是比较偏重于理解的力量。
And understanding refers to comprehension.
圣灵带领我们进入真理里面。
So the Holy Spirit allows us to enter into the truth.
所以我们的理解力有两种。
So there's two types of understanding.
一种是世界上的。
We understand the things of this world.
所以有的人他没有什么读书但是考试的时候随便读一读他就可以考很好。
So there are some types of people who don't need to study very much, but they do good on their tests.
因为他理解力很强。
Because they have good comprehension.
但是这样的人我们拿一本圣经给他读。
But if we give them a Bible,
他每一个字都懂。
They may understand every word.
每一句话都懂。
They may understand every sentence.
但是里面讲什么他读不懂。
But they don't understand the content.
如果他读得懂，他会变成很虔诚的基督徒。
If they do understand, then that person would become a very devout Christian.
但是事实上教育越高的人越不容易来相信主耶稣。
But the reality is, the higher the education, the harder it is to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以你如果看美国的地图比较自由派都是东西两岸。
So if you look at the map of the U.S., the more liberal areas are the two coasts.
有最好的大学的地方通常都是自由派。
So the places with the best universities usually have more liberal areas.
它就是越来离开圣经越远。
And they are further and further from the Bible.
因为他的理解力没有办法了解圣经。
Because they are unable to comprehend what the Bible says.
但是圣灵就带领我们进入真理里面。
But the Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth.
这是主耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
所以有的朋友每次来听到都有很多问题。
So every time truth seeker friends come, they have a lot of questions.
因此一个弟兄在见证。
There was a brother that testified.
他在慕道以前他说每一次读圣经就觉得这是矛盾的。
Every time he read the Bible, he felt that it was contradictory.
他读不下去。
He couldn't keep going.
但是后来得圣灵。
But after he received the Holy Spirit,
得圣灵以后他就念得懂。
He was able to understand.
因为圣灵是让人有聪明跟智慧的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
所以要了解神的事情我们需要有圣灵的带领。
So if we want to understand the things of God, we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
也因为这样子我们常常发现在教会里面每个教会听到的精神都不太一样。
Sometimes we may find that the atmosphere of listening to sermons is different in different local churches.
所以特别我们当传道到处去联会。
Especially as a pastor, since we deliver sermons in different areas often.
有的教会开始早上早祷会，大家就觉得好像很疲倦的样子。
Sometimes when you're leading the morning service, everyone seems really tired.
但是中午吃饭的时候，哇，讲起话来生龙活虎。
But then once lunchtime comes, everybody is full of vivacity.
那我们就发现这个听道精神好的教会一般都有推行早祷会。
Those churches that have a good spiritual atmosphere usually promote morning prayer.
也就是说，在 聚会前半个钟头推行祷告。
Meaning the first 30 minutes before service actually begins.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个圣灵是让人有聪明的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom.
那祷告多了，这个教会有灵在运行。
Once the church prays more often, then the Spirit starts to work.
所以讲道的人能够讲出适合那个教会的需要。
So the speaker is able to speak messages that are relatable to all the audience.
那听到的人听得懂。
And those who are listening can understand.
那听得懂，他就会很有兴趣。
And so because they understand, so they are interested in what the speaker says.
听到的精神就很好。
And then everybody is attentive.
所以这个教会推行的聚会前的祷告，不只是说为着教会圣工的发展的需要。
So the morning prayer isn't just about promoting the holy work or praying for the holy work.
对整个教会听到的精神会有很大的改变。
It also changes the atmosphere, learning atmosphere in the church.
那这个灵是智慧的灵。
The spirit is also the spirit of wisdom.
那这个智慧是什么？
What is this wisdom?
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.Verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这个地方讲求神借着圣灵在属灵的智慧悟性上让你满心知道神的旨意。
So this is a prayer to be filled with the knowledge of all wisdom and understanding.
所以满心知道神的旨意就是每件事情我都知道神要怎么做。
The knowledge of His will refers to in every decision I make I know what God wants me to do.
但是这个要有属灵的智慧还有悟性。
But this requires spiritual wisdom and understanding.
就是要属灵的判断力
，which means that we need spiritual discernment.
所以，我们以前在 NCC 大概都在 Thanksgiving 那个时候开会。
We usually have NCC during Thanksgiving.
那早期的 NCC 会开不完。
In the beginning years, the meetings were endless.
但是我们里面看里面参加的人世界上的学问都很高。
But if we looked at the attendees, all of them had very high education.
那为什么会不开完？就是因为太聪明。
But the reason why we were unable to come to any conclusions was because everyone was too smart.
那现在 NCC 越开越短了。
But now NCC, the meetings are shorter and shorter.
因为后来大家觉得说这个要让会议能够同心合意祷告不能缺少。
Because everyone realized that if we want to make hold meetings, then prayer must be there.
如果神赐给我们属灵的智慧，我们对每一件事情有一个属灵的判断力，那就很容易得到结论。
We can come to a conclusion very easily if the Holy Spirit gives us this discernment.
我记得有一次有一个议案，什么讨论了一个多钟头，没有结论。
I remember there was one meeting where we discussed for more than an hour, but there was no conclusion.
那下面接着就是祷告会。
And then there was a prayer session right after.
所以有一个年轻的弟兄就说，那我们为什么不暂时祷告会完再来讨论这件事情。
So there was a young brother that said, why don't we just pray first and then we will continue afterward.
反而这个年轻的有时候心比较单纯。
So those who are younger usually have simpler faith.
结果祷告会完再来讨论，五分钟就解决了。
And then after prayer, they started to discuss and in 5 minutes it was over.
所以以前有一阵子常常觉得说我们来就是开会。
So before the attitude was, I'm here for a meeting.
祷告可以回家去祷告。
We can pray at home.
这个就是要开会。
And so we're here for to meet.
但是没有祷告开会开不完。
But if you don't pray, then you won't finish your meeting.
现在开始祷告，禁止祷告。
And once you pray and even fast and pray.
有遇到困难等一下再来讨论，我们先来祷告。
When we meet with any problems, then we kneel down and pray first.
那一下就可以有一个结论。
Then a conclusion will come soon after.
因为圣灵是让给我们属灵的智慧。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit that gives us wisdom.
满心知道神的旨意。
So that we are full of the understanding of God's will.
那如果不是合神的旨意有时候你心里会很不安。
Sometimes if something is not according to God's will, you will feel very disturbed.
为什么？
Why?
啊，因为有圣灵在里面，我们知道什么是神喜欢，什么是神不喜欢。
Because we have the Spirit of God in us, so we know what God likes and dislikes.
啊，甚至啊，有的婚介啊。在介绍两方之后，都告诉他们，你要先祷告一段时间。
So even the marriage coordinators would say to the two parties, saying you need to pray for a long period of time first.
然后你再决定要不要进行。
And then you will decide whether or not to continue.
这个是一个非常好的建议。
So this is a very good suggestion.
因为到最后要了解神的旨意，也需要圣灵的带领。
Because in order to know the will of God, you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们每一件事情都有属灵的智慧，做了合神的旨意的决定。
So if every decision is according to the will of God,
那生活就会有改变。
Then there will be changes in your life.
所以祷告不只是为着我们实际上工作的需要或者什么什么需要这样才祷告。
So our prayers aren't just for practical needs that we have in our everyday lives.
凡是要过一个合神旨意、神所喜悦生活的人，真的都要祷告。
And anyone who wants to live a life that is pleasing to God must live a life of prayer.
因为这样才有属灵的智慧，满心知道神的旨意。
Only then can you have be filled with the spirit of His and know the spirit of wisdom and know His will.
那这样。第十节就有四个结果。
And then in verse 10, it says,
行事为人对得起神。
You will walk worthy of the Lord.
也就是在神看起来是有价值的。
In other words, you will be valuable in His eyes.
因为是照着神的旨意做。
Because you are doing things according to His will.
凡事蒙他喜悦。
You are fully pleasing Him.
每一件事情神都很喜欢。
In everything you do, God is very happy.
所以在遍茂山上，天上的神说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord said this,This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣讲，我所做的都是神要我做的。
Because Jesus says, I do everything that the Father wants me to do.
是神在我里面做他自己的事情。
It is the Father who does what he wants in me.
如果服事能够到这个程度，当然这是神所喜悦的。
So if your servitude can reach to this level, then of course you will be pleasing in his sight.
所以我们做神所喜悦的工人，一定要祷告。
So if we want to be a worker that is well pleasing to God, we need to pray.
有属灵的智慧来判断这是不是神的旨意。
We will have the discernment to know whether it is the will of God.
在善事上多结果子。
We will be fruitful in every good work.
果子看得见的。
Fruits are something you can see.
对神的名能够荣耀，对教会有造就的，能够有实际的表现。
So whatever edifies the members and glorifies God will show.
渐渐多知道神。
And you will increase in the knowledge of God.
就对神认识越来越深。
Meaning that you will know God more and more.
所以我们回到以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 11.
这是智慧跟聪明的灵。
This is the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
那下面。
Next.
这个是谋略跟能力的灵。
It is also a spirit of counsel and might.
有时候我们一个人有问题啊。
Sometimes when we have a problem,
我们想要帮忙他。
We want, when someone has a problem, we want to help them.
这个帮忙他哦，有两件事不可少。
There are two things that you cannot miss.
第一件事情。
One.
要建议他怎么做。
You need to advise them on what to do next.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
怎么帮助他有能力去做。
You need to help them to have the power to do it.
那第一件事情是第一个困难。
So the first one is the first problem.
我遇到这个困难，我现在怎么办？
So I have this problem, what can I do?
我们人真的是智慧有限啊。
But our wisdom is so limited.
但是这里讲圣灵是谋略的灵。
But the spirit is a spirit of counsel.
Counsel, 就是那个 wonderful counselor, 那个就是奇妙的测试辅导怎么帮助我们。
So the spirit of counsel is just like how Jesus is the wonderful counselor.
那其实圣经是一本手册。
Actually, the Bible is a manual.
我们人有问题圣经都有答案。
So whatever problems we have, the Bible has the answer.
所以只是从哪里去找到一些圣经节能够刚好适合这一个人的问题。
But how can you find the perfect Bible verse to help that person with their problem?
这就第一个圣经要熟。
So firstly, you need to know the Bible well.
第二个，真的是圣灵要感动我。
Secondly, you need to have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
刚好想起一节圣经节适合他的需要。
So that you can think of this Bible verse that can help them.
我听见一个姐妹在见证啊。
I heard a sister testify.
啊，她在帮助另外一个姐妹有忧郁症。
She was helping another sister with depression.
啊，那怎么帮助
？How could she help her?
啊，就是用神的话。
She can only use the word of God.
有时候那个姐妹哦，就会打电话给她。
So sometimes the sister would call her.
啊，那她如果用的这个适合的圣经节。
If she used the right Bible verses,
就好像一个光照到她内心，那个黑暗就走了。
Then it was as if there was light that was shining in her heart, and the darkness would depart.
哦，所以到最后啊，那个被帮忙的姐妹觉得很大的帮助，就是因为在她最需要的时候，有人能够用圣经节帮助她。
So that sister with depression felt that the biggest help was that when she needed it, there was a sister who could provide her the Bible verses to help her.
圣经是手册。
So the Bible is a manual.
哦，因此，如果我们在信仰生活，人遇到困难哦，你用什么世界的哲理，是哪一个人讲什么，哪一个人讲的时候。都不如用圣经。
And so if somebody has a problem and you try to use the worldly philosophies to help them, then it's not any better than using the Bible.
因为圣经啊，神造人哦的所有的问题都是在圣经有答案。
Because God created man, so all of the problems that we will face will be solved through the Bible.
人是什么？
What is man?
活着要做什么？
What are we living for?
啊，家庭是什么？
What is family?
信仰是什么？
What is faith?
婚姻是什么？
What is marriage?
生是什么？
What is life?
死是什么？
What is death?
患难是什么？
What is suffering?
问题答案都在里面。
All of these problems have solutions in the Bible.
啊，包括我们的钱财观。
Even our concepts about our money.
包括我们的成功的观念。
Even our value of success.
包括我们的价值观。
Even our different values and principles.
都在圣经里面。
Are in the Bible.
所以有时候我们人做的决定错误，是因为他的价值观有问题。
Many people make wrong decisions because they have the wrong value system.
那价值观你不能讲谁讲什么谁讲什么，圣经最重要，因为圣经是真理。
So instead of quoting what certain people say, why don't you just quote the truth?
所以。我们祷告，神让我们想起圣经的话。
So when we pray, the Bible, the Holy Spirit will help us remember the words in the Bible.
这个叫谋略的灵。
So this is the spirit of counsel.
好，那现在知道怎么办了、啊。
So now that we know what to do,
下面圣灵是能力的灵。
The Spirit is a spirit of might.
给我们有力量把神的话行出来。
And it gives us the strength to act out accordingly.
比方说有一个姐妹哈，她是很好的学校毕业。
There was a sister who graduated from a very good school.
找工作都找不到。
She was unable to find a job.
后来她这个履历表就改了。
And so she changed her resume.
改到最后，她看起来这个也不像我自己啊。
And then she said, "This doesn't even look like me."
那以后她遇到另外一个姐妹。
And then she met another sister.
那个姐妹就讲见证给她听。
And this sister testified to her.
然后就讲。你要先求神的果跟神的义。
She said, "You need to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness."
所以她可以引圣经来告诉她，你要先求神的果跟神的义。
So she quoted from the Bible to encourage her.
那个姐妹也听进去了。
And that sister understood.
就开始来聚会。
She started to come to service.
而且开始带慕道者。
She started to bring truth seekers.
有一次有一个 job fair。
And once there was a job fair.
那刚好教会请她带一个姐妹去看病。
And the church just asked her to, bring another sister to the hospital.
那看完病，她去那个教会已经最后半个钟头。
And so after she finished attending to the sister, she only had half an hour at the job fair.
大家都走了，只剩一个接待的在那里。
So everyone else had left, and there was just one person left there.
那个接待就说：“那你就留在这里吧。”
And that person said, "Well,
履历表留在这里吧。”
Just leave your resume here.
她过了几个礼拜。
After a few weeks,
有一个人打电话给她。
Somebody called her.
就是决定要。雇哪一个人，哪一个人
？Which is the person who was in charge of deciding who to hire？
所以他这个履历表连跳过好几个人。
And so this resume had passed skipped many people along the line。
就跟他聊聊到最后说，你觉得你人生的目的是什么
？And they started to interview her, saying, "What's the goal of your life?"
她说我最近回去教会人生就是要荣耀神。
And she said, "Well, I went back to church recently, and my goal in life is to glorify God."
那个人也很高兴。
And that person was very happy to hear this.
因为他是一个基督徒。
Because he was also a Christian.
就问他说，你有没有读过一本书叫《Purpose Driven Life》
？And then he asked her, "Have you read the book Purpose Driven Life?"
然后就开始在讨论。
So they started to discuss.
以后那个人。就给他的工作非常好的工作。
And then he offered her a very good job.
所以这个见证就是表示当一个人不晓得怎么办的时候，
So this testimony shows us that when somebody doesn't know what to do,
有一个人能够想出圣经节刚好适合他的需要，
There is somebody who is able to think of a verse that she needed at that time.
然后他就把那个履历表改回答到原来的他，
And she had changed her resume back to her original self.
那个多加的灌水的部分全部都除掉，
She got rid of all of the fluff.
这样反而找到工作，
And then she found a job.
所以这个圣灵是谋略能力的灵。
So this spirit is the spirit of counsel and might.
有时候教会也是一样啊。
The same goes for the church.
教会怎么发展？
How can the church expand?
我们可以讨论一个计划。
We can make up a plan.
但是有时候计划做不出来，因为缺乏能力。
But sometimes plans don't work out because we don't have the manpower.
那即使我们想不出计划。
So even if we can't find, think of a plan.
如果我们一直祷告。
If we put it in prayer.
圣灵会带出一条路来。
Then the Holy Spirit will also guide a path.
所以你看《使徒行传》里面有五个突破。
So there were five breakthroughs in the book of Acts.
都不是人计划出来。
And these were all not planned by man.
种族的突破
There was a breakthrough in culture
地域的突破
In culture 地域
地域 geography
And then breakthroughs in geography
再来文化的突破
And then breakthrough in culture
真理的突破
And then breakthrough in the truth
都是圣灵带领
So all of these were led by the Holy Spirit
所以如果我们在教会发展生活不晓得怎么做你就一直祷告求神带领神就带一条路出来
So if you don't know what to do then just put it in prayer and God will lead a way
因为这个是谋略的灵
Because this is the spirit of counsel
那我们再来看下面11章
Continue in chapter 11
以赛亚书11章
Isaiah 11,
第二节,
verse 2,
知识跟敬畏神的灵,
the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
这个知识当然是指着认识神的知识。
This, of course, refers to the knowledge of God.
这个认识神的知识多了, 我们就会对神产生敬畏。
And the more we know about God, the more we will fear him.
所以圣灵会带领我们启示我们让我们对神认识越来越多
So the Holy Spirit will reveal to us more and more about God
但是圣经里面讲知识叫人自高自大
But the Bible also tells us that knowledge puffs up
为什么会这样
Why?
因为在这个世代里面知识就是权力
Because in society, knowledge is power
一个人知道你不知道你就要听他
So if somebody else knows and you don't then you need to listen to them
那一个人拥有知识你叫他说要谦卑真的是很难
If you tell someone who has a lot of knowledge to be humble this is very difficult
所以越有知识的人他越有权威
So the more knowledge one has, the more authority he has
越感觉到自己很重要
The more he will feel important
这个是世界上
So this is the world
但是在属灵上不是这样
But spiritually speaking, it is not so
我们越认识神
The more we know God
我们越觉得自己渺小
The more we will feel that we are nothing
那对神会产生更大的敬畏
And then you will fear God all the more
所以在约伯记里面
In the book of Job,
约伯受苦。
Job suffered.
三个朋友来跟他辩。
And there were three friends that came to dispute with him.
一直辩都没有办法让约伯口安静下来。
And whatever they said would not silence Job.
到最后神出口了。
And then finally God spoke.
神一问了，约伯就安静下来。
As soon as God spoke, then Job was silent.
因为神一问了，约伯答不出来。
Because whatever God asked, Job was not able to answer.
因此认识神越大，我们人就越觉得自己很渺小。
So the more we know about God, the smaller we become.
因此就会对神产生敬畏。
The more fear we will have of him.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
知识增加，敬畏增加。
So the more knowledge you have, the more fear of the Lord you have.
所以我们在信仰生活这个圣灵的降临确实给我们带来很大的帮助。
So we see how helpful this Holy Spirit is.
那我们看第二节。
Verse 2,
第三节。
Verse 3.
他要以敬畏神为乐。
His delight is in the fear of the Lord.
啊，真的啊，当我们被神的灵充满。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
啊，敬畏神，遵行神的旨意，这是一种喜乐。
It is a joy for us to obey God and do His commandments.
啊，接下去，审判不凭眼见。
And then he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes.
当人被圣灵充满。
When someone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
有谋略，有能力，有智慧，有聪明。
He will have wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge.
那我们就能够很公正的来判断事情。
Then we will be able to judge things rightly.
好，所以在十一章里面在提到，这个灵，圣灵给我们的帮助，就是在主耶稣身上所显的工作。
So we see that all of these manifestations of the Holy Spirit are the works of the Holy Spirit on the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们看。以赛亚书三十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 32.
啊，以赛亚书的三十二章。
Isaiah 32.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十二章十五节。
Isaiah 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.And the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
这个地方讲圣灵从上面浇灌。
So the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.
就开始产生改变。
And then changes occur.
什么改变？
What are the changes?
旷野变成肥田。
Wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
这个到底在讲什么？
What exactly is this talking about?
这个在讲人的心啊。
This is the heart of man.
旷野是什么？
What is the wilderness?
旷野就是光秃秃的，因为旷野没有水嘛。
The wilderness is dry because there's no water.
那没有水啊，你种子种下去它也不会大。
So even if you plant something, it will not grow.
那这个旷野是什么？
What is this wilderness?
这旷野就是人的心啊。
This wilderness is the heart of mankind.
现在人啊，外面越来越漂亮。
Humans are becoming more and more beautiful.
男的越来越潇洒。
Men are becoming more handsome.
但是你如果把它挖到他心里面。
But if you look deep into the heart.
人的心啊，光秃秃的，没有什么美德。
Their hearts are so dry, there's no virtue to speak of.
那再来就是人的心很刚硬。
And then it is also referring to how hard the heart is.
所以神的话下来不会被感动。
So when the word of God comes, the heart will not be moved.
听到不会被感动，这个道就没有办法结果子。
So when you are not moved when you hear the word of God, then it will not be able to bear fruit.
这个人就没有办法改变。
This person will not change.
所以我们看那个《使徒行传》，他们是怎么改变的
？So how did the people in the book of Acts change？
就是因为神的道扎心。
It was because they were pierced to the heart.
那神的道怎么会扎心
？And why did the word of God pierce their heart？
因为第一章有120个人在祷告。
And the first chapter, 120 were praying together.
圣灵从上面浇灌下来。
When the Holy Spirit poured upon them.
这个好像大雨降下来。
It was just like a thunderstorm.
这个大雨一降下来。
As soon as the thunderstorm came,
人的心就变成很柔软。
The hearts of man became very soft.
这个叫做旷野变成肥田。
So this is how the wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
不是种子有问题啊。
It is not the problem with the seed.
同样去撒种。
It's the same seed that is scattered.
有的种子一撒下去啊，它就开始长大。
Some seeds are sown and it starts to grow immediately.
是土地有问题啊。
So the problem is with the soil.
所以有一个弟兄，他见证，他到我们教会来慕道。
There was a brother that testified that when he was truth seeking.
刚刚在第一次到教会来。
The first time he came to church.
他在听到每一次台上讲一句话，他在心里就顶他一句。
Every time he heard a phrase or somebody say something on the pulpit, he would talk back in his heart.
所以慕道一段时间了，什么也没有。
So he didn't find any result after a period of time coming to church.
但是那个教会很注重祷告。
But that church emphasized on prayer a lot.
圣灵在动工啊。
And the Holy Spirit was working.
后来他听到就开始受感动。
And then eventually he started to become touched.
以后他自己得到圣灵。
And then he received the Holy Spirit himself.
他马上进入情况就接受洗礼。
And immediately he decided to apply for baptism.
所以圣灵从上面浇灌。
So the Holy Spirit is poured upon us.
旷野要变成肥田。
And then the wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
肥田要变成树林。
And then the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
肥田怎么变成树林？
How does a field become a forest?
种子进去，
It's when the seed goes in.
发芽。
It starts to sprout.
长大。
It starts to grow.
就变成树林了。
And then it becomes a forest.
那个种子就是神的话。
So this seed is the word of God.
所以有圣灵的感动，神的话进去。
When the Holy Spirit is moving and the word of God goes in.
这个神的话就渐渐开始成长。
Then the word of God starts to grow.
啊，那这个人就变成树林了，就带有生命。
Then this person's heart becomes a forest because it's full of life.
啊。所以这种属灵的改变是圣灵的工作。
So this spiritual transformation is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们看再接下去。
And then if we keep going.
16节。
Verse 16. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful fields. 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
那时公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田。
So righteousness will dwell in peaceful habitation.
那十六节哈，那时。
Oh, justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness in the fruitful fields.
这个十六节的开始讲那时。
So it says then.
那时是什么
？What does then refer to?
就是跟前面有关系相连的。
It means that it's connected to what is before.
等到这个人改变，好像树林。
So when this person changes to become a forest.
那个时候公平公义就要在中间。
Then there will be justice and righteousness therein.
所以神的话如果在我们生活当中真的变成我们生活的一部分。
So when the word of God actually becomes a part of our life.
那公平公义就在我们当中。
Then we will have justice and righteousness among us.
因为神的话是公义的，是公正直的。
Because the word of God is just and is righteous.
所以有时候平安真的不需要求啊。
So sometimes we don't even need to ask for peace.
如果神的话进来，我们把它活出来，神的话我们自然神与我们同在，就有公平，
when we,
就有平安。
When we hear the word of God and we actually act upon it, then naturally the word of God will help us to have peace.
所以十一节。
So in verse 11,
公义的果效是平安，公义的效应便是平稳，直到永远。
Verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
所以我们在读十一节，这真的是一个很好的应许，我真的很想要。
So verse 17 is a beautiful promise that all of us want.
为什么？因为有平安啊。
Because there will be peace.
然后你再读到十八节。
And then verse 18.
我的百姓必居在平安的居所，安稳的住宿，平静安歇的所在。
My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places.
这样的生活太美了。
This is beautiful life.
那这个生活从哪里开始？
And where does this life start?
从圣灵浇灌开始。
It starts from the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
再来领受神的话。
It comes from receiving the word of God.
生活改变。
From transformation of life.
神同在。
From abiding.
自然平安就在那里。
Then naturally peace will be there.
所以如果不是这样很彻底的改变。
So if there's not a thorough change.
我们一直在求平安，神啊给我平安，祷告很久怎么都没有平安。
Now we pray for God to grant us peace, but how come there's no peace?
因为生活没有公义。
Because in our life there's no justice.
还活在罪里面。
You're still living in sin.
你祷告平安也不会得到。
So even if you pray for peace, there will not be peace.
因为神不会跟罪人同在。
God does not abide with a sinner.
所以圣灵的工作非常奇妙。
So the work of the Holy Spirit is miraculous.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
256首。
256.